Okay, so we are up to Perek Tes. Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph, up to the last Mishnah. Okay, Ha'isha. Ha'isha shenotaf cholav midadecho, v'nofalavi atanur tamei. Isha, that cholav dripped from her dadecho, fell into the oven. Tameh, so the halacha is that the oven is tameh. Why? Shehamashke mitameh l'rotzen v'shlo l'rotzen. So then you said, is that if you mashke is mitameh mi'avirat hanu, that we know is a given. And the chiddush is that even if a mashke falls into the oven shlo l'rotzen accidentally, the oven is tameh. Tameh dike mashke. Now what's, of course, what's the chiddush? Because there's a halach when it comes to tumah that mashke is only instrumental in bringing tumah when it's done with kavana. Where do we have that principle that mashke is only instrumental in bringing tumah when it's done with kavana? With regard to the law of hechsher zroim. You have a food. In order for a food to be susceptible to tumah, it must first come in contact with one of the seven liquids. There's mayim, shemen, yayin, dvash, tal, dam. And the seven liquids correspond to the seven holidays. What's Russia? What's holiday?
This sounds like Rabbi Shor kind of stuff.
Oh, right? Yeah. Did he ever say this once? Could be once said this. Roshan is... dip the apple in the honey. Okay, what is Yom Kippur? Tal. Because tal is truest compared to tal. There's a pasuk. I don't remember the pasuk. No, it's not stretched. The pasuk, Farish pasuk. Hey, ketal Yisrael, the pasuk says Farish that the true mamash is an explicit pasuk that compares truest to tal. Sukkos, mayim, geshem. Chanukah, shemen. Purim, yayin. Pesach.
You're going too quick. After Yom Kippur, we came to Sukkot. What was Sukkot?
Mayim.
Yeah,
Nisuch HaMayim. Shake the lulav. Everything is Mayim. Comes Chanukah. Now it's Chanukah.
Yeah.
Shemen. Well, you don't know what Chanukah is. Shemen. Yeah. Shemen. Purim. Sudas Mashka. Mishta Yayin. Pesach. Vivarti Be'eretz Mishraim. Dam. Blood. The blood of the Egyptians. And Shavuos is, what do you mean Shavuos? Milchiks. Cholof. So we've gone to seven holidays, seven liquids. So these seven liquids are the seven liquids which are machsher zroim. But there's a rule. The rule is it must be kavana. If you don't have kavana, if you go through the year without kavana, you go through the year without kavana.
Oh, someone comes to that.
Then it's not worth anything.
But here we see this. So,
that's exactly the point of the Mishnah. That's when it comes to machsher zroim. But once the food, that's what the Mishnah means to say that here the liquid itself is tameh.
Yeah.
And the liquid is falling into an oven.
Right.
The avir of a cheres.
Correct.
So mele becomes tameh. The oven becomes tameh even if it was shloim bekavon. Okay, vayta.
Which is not being machsher, you mean?
Right.
The oven actually makes it tameh.
Dealing with an atanur is a chli cheres. If tumah falls in the avir of a tanur, it becomes tameh. Okay?
Yeah.
Next, let's look to the seal with the Rav first. I'm looking at the Rav. Shamashke mitame.
How about vehi tame? Did you do that already?
Yeah.
How about kamashke shnagabo?
Yeah. And the mashke becomes a rishain. The mashke that comes out of her body has the status of a rishain. The woman is tame. The woman's a need. The woman's whatever she is. The liquid that comes out of her body is a rishain. Okay, right. Shemashkem tamim lotzim shlovatzen. Here he explains what the chiddush is. V'yaf al gab d'cholav hanedemid d'dach shlovatzen shlovatzen. No, even if this was shlovatzen, this was an accident. This was shlovatzen. Blay nichalah memeila. She does not happy with it. Afilu hachi nit mahatan. Why? Dafka the leinin hechshezram. Dafka bina d'nichalay. Avloy letanei.
Good.
Vayta. Next part of the Mishnah, Hoysa Goyraftu. Okay, the Rav, what does the Rav say? Shoysa Goyrefe Satanu Hatanea. Oh, So he says over here that she was sweeping out. She was sweeping out the oven. The oven is Tamea. Okay, new case. The oven is Tamea. And now she has a broom. And she's sweeping out the oven Tamea. The hikisa koitz. The yotze mimenu dam. Oyshe nichva. Well, she got burnt. She got burnt because the coals are very hot. And she put her finger into her mouth. She becomes tamei. Let's see the Rav. The dam hamake choshev mashke. Dam hamashke is called a mashke. V'nos ne'etzba l'sech pia. K'derech ha'nichvim be'etzboim. Sh'meistim etzboim l'piyem. Nitma gasin kiloimar. Nitma hatanur. Machmas horoik. Nitma hatanur. Nitma hatanur. Machmas horoik v'hadam. So the one that's tamei is not the oven. She's tamei. Go back up in the Rav. Hoysa garafta shahoysa garefes hatanur hatanea. We have hatamei or hatanea in the Rav. What do you have in the Rav?
I have a tamei.
Oh, so he puts.
But it has an asterisk.
Oh, hatanea.
The asterisk says hatanea.
The ish is tamei, right. So that's what it says. The ish is tamei. Lahoitzi efer, take out the air. So the woman of the air. She's sweeping out the oven.
Yeah.
Now, so she's sweeping out the oven. She's sweeping out the oven. So when she sweeps out the oven, does a person have the ability to metame an oven? So it seems not. Because she, let's take a look at the caption over here. Maybe it'll explain in more detail. Maybe I'll also have to go take a photo and see a little bit of Hagdama. Isha, she, Rishon Tum. And Isha over here, that's a Rishon Tum. Okay, she herself is a Rishon. Hayad kishlatzma in the vitamin satan lufi shi rishon lutoma avalin amhoy dam so singly yisoid. Her hand is a rishon lutoma. A hand cannot be mitamin the oven. If you dip your hand into the avratanur, it's a yisoid. You're not mitamin an oven. In order for a
woman today,
if you put your hand, person puts their hand in the oven is tahira. The yad that's a rishon does not have the koyach to be metame a klicheres.
That's funny. The liquid
mashke does. Mashke is better. The yad is a rishon.
Yeah.
So rishon does not have the only way you can make an oven. The reason is because very simple. I'll tell you very simple. Is because an oven is a kli. A kli is only mekabel tumah from an av. A kli is not mekabel tumah is not mekabel tumah from a rishon. Kalim are not mekabel tumah from a rishon. A kli can only be mekabel tumah from an av. If you have a tanur, there's the first mission of the sechta. First mission of the sechta dealt with the avos atumah. Chazrin? Avos atumah. There are five. Hasheret, b'shechvazera, utmei meis. All these are a klicheres ba'avir needs either a sheretz, shechvazera, tmei meis, hametzoyra b'meis sefaroi, u'mechatos ein b'chem k'dei hazoya. All of these five things have in common that they are avos hatumah. Avos hatumah. Where does it say this? Avos hatumah. Avos hatumah. So a woman whose hand is a rishon and she puts her hand into klicheres, does she have the ability? Does she have the koyach to tame the tahor? Avad no.
Wait a second. If she was a mitzora, she would.
She's not a mitzora. She's a rishon. The case here is going when she's a rishon. Isha shehi rishon mutumah. Okay. Does she have the koyach to tame the oven? No. What about Roik Mashke? Mashke is a rishon lutum. Mashke is the exception. Mashke has the koyach to be metamin and a tanner.
Taka doesn't say that in the Mishnah.
It's self-understood. Hmm. Not everything is going to. That's why you need a Rav. If not for Rav, you wouldn't understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah are written very, very shortly. I'm not telling you a little detail. You have to leave a little bit for the imagination. Ooh. To fill in. Ooh. So the Mela. A rishon, so the only way we can metame the tanur is we have to introduce a liquid. Where are we going to get a liquid? The way is we can get a liquid from her body is either her blood, she's going to prick herself. from one of the thorns, and blood is going to come out. That mashke now is going to be a rishon because the mashke is touching her, and liquid always has the same status as where it came from. If she is a rishon, the liquid will be a rishon. Now when she puts her finger into the oven becomes, we have a mashke of a rishon in an oven, and a mashke is the exception, can be metame the oven. Or she burns herself, she puts her finger in her mouth, so the saliva that comes out of her mouth now becomes a rishon. It's separated from her body, and when she puts her finger into the oven, so the mashke of the saliva on her finger is going to be metame the oven. That's what it says. It says v'higa because you're using the dal makachash of mashke. When us that's still talking, k'derech hanichvam people get burnt. Betzvam shneisim etzvam upiyim nitmar garsin kolemar nitmar hatan machmas haroik v'adam. That's the ganze mishnah. We'll finish the parak. Machmol chash the mishnah. Hawisha shenota cholof midadecha v'nafal aviatanu tamei. The aver is tamei. Why? Here's the yisoid. Yisoid number one of the mishnah. Shehamashke metamei ilurotzen and v'shloi ilurotzen.
Only the aver is tamei.
The tana klicheres is tamei ba'aviroi. Only the aver. If you have a klicheres,
how about the
walls are tamei. A whole oven is tamei.
Good.
Anything that's inside, this is the chiddush of a klicheres. Klicheres in tuma is put in the inside of the walls of klicheres. The ganze klicheres becomes tame. So each is not chalvin. The devil is not chalvin. The whole of the tame is tame. She mashke mitame liratzim shalivatzim. The mashke that comes out of her body is mitame. The ganze avin liratzim shalivatzim. Case number two. Hoyso good after. Let's say she was sweeping out the tanor, and then he saw kites, and she made contact with the kites. So when she puts her fingers into the tanu, nothing happens. Because a body, a rishon, anything that's not a liquid, cannot be metame tanu. If it's going to have a solid, it has to be an avatuma. A solid that's a rishon is not metame. The only thing will be a mashka with the exception. So when she's good after, she's sweeping it out and nothing happens. But now, when she's sweeping it out, so now she makes kind of with a thorn. And blood comes oozing out of the body. Now the blood has a status of a rishon since she's an tamei, and meila the blood is also a rishon, and now that blood comes into the aver hatana. The tana is tamei, she nichvo, she gets burnt. She puts her finger into her mouth. So now that liquid, the roik, so the roik comes out of her mouth, and the roik is an avat, is a rishon, but it's a liquid. Nitma, what's nitma? The tanu is nitma.
And now she puts her hand back into
the oven. So the oven becomes tame. Okay?
Oh, sure.
Got it?
Yeah.
You sure? You want to say the Vishnu? Testing.
Why not? Aisha should not call me that they have nothing, the aviatana. Aisha that a drop of milk fell in from her dad into the oven, it makes it tame, makes the tana tame. Shamashke metame l'rotz v'shalo l'rotz. Gorfatu.
If she was sweeping.
Yeah, if she was sweeping with hiksa akoitz, and she hit a thorn. Yatsu men a dam, and dam came out of it. Or she nichra v'nosna etzbal sechpia. Or she got burnt.
And she put her finger into her mouth. Get burnt. Yeah, nechem, it's burnt. These are coals. These are hot things. So she got burnt. So she put her finger into her mouth. That's the derech. It says, kederech ha-nechvim.
Like Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu with the coal, so did it say that he put it into his mouth?
Yeah.
He put the coal, he put the coal into his mouth.
Yeah.
He burnt his mouth with the coal.
Yeah.
Kevaita.
So same thing. She put it in the mouth. Well, but that's not
her finger got burnt. She put a finger in her mouth. So now she put a finger in her mouth, saliva was perished.
Onto the finger.
And now she puts it into the oven, so the oven tame. Okay, Gvaldi, next pack. Perk test.
Wow.
Machat. Aitabash nimsu bin. Which means nechushta, we had this one before, that was a very nice picture we had. Chazring?
All the time.
Remember this picture we had, the nechushtoi. I don't chazring nothing, don't worry. Where's the picture?
See chazring all the time.
Where's the nechushtoi?
Yeah.
It was a nice picture, a lot of pictures, and the chushim, that's way too far back. Alright, whatever. The case is, the chushim is the bottom, the base. The base of the oven. No, it's not okay. Machat itabas or machat nevashnuzu benechusha shaltan. Here, this is called the nechusha. The bottom of the arm is called the nechusha. This is a term. Nechushtoi means the base of the oven. Nirin avalo yoytzin. Im oifes abotzek v'ulagia bohem tamei be'ez abotzek abu b'abotzek habeinayni nimsu b'tfeil asatanu mukav tzav apostol im b'tamei t'mein im b'tahar t'chayrin. Oh my gosh, it's a long Mishnah. Nimsu b'mguv asachavis mitzidecha t'mei m'kenege p'ya t'ayim nirin b'tzeich avalo yavir t'ayim sheik b'tzeich v'tachdeim k'lus hashum t'ayim. Got that? Let's see the Rav. One thing at a time. There's a lot of parts to this mission.
Wow, good.
Machat etabas tomei. Okay, so the ring over here is definitely tomei. Shanim sab nechush shaltan beritzbas hakarka shatanu mechuba on the ground of the floor where the tanner is attached. Good. Nirin the tanner avalo yaitzin bechlala tanner. It can be seen into that line. In other words, the crack. There's a crack in the ground. There's a crack in the ground, and in that little cavity, in that the cavity in the oven, in that cavity, there's a piece of metal, and that object is tameh. It can be seen, but it's not. It's below the surface level of the tanner. You see the tanner. You see there's a cavity, and he's showing you a dotted line to show you that this ring that's tameh, machat that's tameh, is below the surface level. It's below ground zero. It's sub. It's in the basement. It's a little bit below. Good? Are you with me? You look very tired.
Yeah.
You didn't have your coffee today.
No. It's okay. I don't need it yet. I'm just tired.
The Brits Basakai Shagadam near in Bitan, it can be seen Bitan.
What's it? Machana Tavash and Nipsa Binachash de Shatana in the bottom of the town. Near
it. It can be seen.
It can be seen.
The ring can be seen.
Avaloyates
in the Chalal Tana does not come out. For example, Shabushabulun Boybe Aritzba Shalakar Kovnir Beavir Shultana Aval Ain Bolt in the Sechel. It does not stick out into the oven. It's below ground. Good?
It's seen, but it does not come out?
It's below ground. It's below.
Avaloyatsin, what does that mean?
It's below the surface level of the Tana.
Okay.
This, don't make words not complicated. Don't make words complicated.
Okay.
Now, Im Oife Esabotzek. When you bake bread, you stick the bread into the oven. If the bread comes down and it makes contact, let's say the bread expands, the bread swells, and the bread makes contact with this thing over here. One more time. Habotzek b'machat oy b'tabas nechshav k'aviroy shel tanur v'timuhu and it contaminates it. The imlav nifnat tor the teichah k'siv rachmana v'haylav teichahu uchgoyin shayisham b'luim b'ritzva koydem shechibur tanasham. The case must be where it was below the ground before you put the tan. Why? Okay, the case going with this little metal ring was below ground before you installed the oven. Because if the oven was already installed, how then did it get there? If it went in through the oven, then it would contaminate the oven on its way down. So the case must be where this thing was stuck in the oven before you installed the oven. Before you installed the oven, this thing was here, this came first. And now you install an oven above ground. So the oven is above the surface level of, so you see the floor of the oven is above ground, is above the surface level of the tabas. The male of the tabas will not automatically be metame the oven. The only time it will be metame is if you stick bread into the wall of the oven and the bread expands, which derech is the bread expands, the bread makes contact with the ring, then of course it's going to become tame. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's first see the caption, maybe we'll be elaborate. The word nechushtoi is a vocabulary word which means the bottom. We had that before. Nirin, you can see it. Avalo yotzen. Hatabas niris. Avol ena yotzen lechaloshotano. It's below ground. You see it. Hatabas nitma b'meis. The tabas is an avatoma. The avatoma. If it was in the avi, it would be mitame. The kaidim huncha hatabas beguma. First, you put the tabas in the ground. It never happened where this tabas was in the avi the tanner. Good. So far, so good. Next, baita in the Mishnah says. Now, not that it's very liquidy. We're dealing where it's in the middle. there are different types of a mixture. Sometimes you have dough, the dough is a loose batter, and sometimes it's a thick batter. So we're dealing with dough, lo should be lo sarak. That way it's loose. A loose batter, sheyered lamata lisadakin. When you put dough that's very loose, of a loose batter, into the oven, it falls. It's going to fall into the hole and make contact. And if it's very thick, it's pashut. If lo should be lo sarakasha, sheyered nidbuk, it's not going to stick. Okay, let's go weiter. What kind of dough? We're dealing over here with the dough which is 192. He's going to explain this with a picture to illustrate this concept. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for me to turn the page?
Not really, because I didn't understand what was going on.
So he's going to explain exactly. I said batzek. Here we go. You see over here, 2 to 5 is a batzek. You see a batzek that is dipping below the surface, and you see a batzek that's not below the surface. Im oifes a batzek v'negei bo hem tamei. Where do you bake the batzek? This is a little bit of a new concept for us, because normally when you make the batzek, you attach batzek to the wall of the tanner. We're dealing with a new situation here where you're actually baking the batzek by putting the batzek on the floor of the tanner. Okay? We're dealing here with a new situation. The situation that we are dealing with over here is where you are baking the bread, where you are baking the bread on the bottom of the oven. Are you with me, sir?
On the bottom of the oven, right?
On the bottom of the oven. Normally, where do you bake the bread?
On the side.
If the batzek were to make contact with the ring, this is an incredible chiddush. This is why we came here today. Learn this chiddush. If the bread makes contact with the tabas, not only is the bread tamei, the entire oven is tamei. But why? That's not fair. That's not fair, because the tabas is below ground. Yeah. The tabas is not in the avir of the taner. The teretz is when the bread makes contact. It's ki'ilu in lomdish, like the tabas in the avir taner. It's a very chiddush. This is called virtual reality.
Big is not the word.
Virtual reality. It's not for real. The tabas never made it into the oven. Since it's been contact, it's ki'ilu in the oven. So he explains over here. So when is that true? That's only true when it makes contact. Okay? When it does not touch, okay, that's psychosh, because he doesn't normally put the bread on the wall. What's doing on the floor? They put it on the floor. Okay, so now with that we can go back and we can understand what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah here says, Nochamol machat et habas nimsa, we can go on the chush shaltanor, on the ground. Nirin, it can be seen. Avalo yoitzin, but it's below ground. And now you're baking bread. Imoifes, abotzek, fugunogeboch. And if you're baking bread, the bread is touching, the bread is touching the bottom, it's touching the tabas below ground. Tomei, what's tomei?
The ganz oven
is tomei. Murdik. But when do we... Virtual reality. When do we say this concept? Not every type of botzek. You know, there's a botzek that comes from Astravitsky, from Pressers, Weiss's. Okay, not every botzek.
You know the mechanics.
And what's the one Avenue J? What's that
Isaac's,
one called? Isaac's, and Chiffon's. All of Hashalom.
Chiffon's really open. It's on Avenue P.
They have bakery?
They moved it to... Yeah.
What about Chalas?
You get the same Chalas.
Yeah, they still Chalas there?
Yeah.
And Chiffon's on EP?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Where is it?
Like East 4th and Avenue P.
Yeah?
Don't forget to go there this week.
They still Chalas?
Yes.
The old
Chiffon Chalas. That's why you go to Presses, because Presses tastes like Chiffon's.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, they used to be partners. But you're right, they don't taste like... They're different. They're more eggy by Presses.
I like the hard crust.
Oh, the bottom. That's bottom. The only thing. They still have it by Chiffon's.
Yeah? Okay, we're going to go there. We're going to bring back nostalgia. We're going to bring back...
The old days.
Chadesh Yemeinu Kikedem.
Kilgan's house.
They sell everything there, all the old stuff there. They sell marble cake, still
everything.
It's a regular bakery.
The golden oldies.
It's a regular bakery.
The golden oldies, and what they have new stuff too.
Yeah,
because he merged with somebody. Could have them go down, check it out.
They're successful. They make money there.
Yes. He actually took it up a step because he bought in some. He bought in another guy, so they.
When we say that the botzek automatically we bring up the tabas to be metame the ganza aviatana, when do we bring it up? What's botzek habeinoni? Which means that the mixture, the batter is not too loose and not too thick. It's somewhere in the middle. Are you with me?
That's the batzek we're talking about. The batzek that makes the whole oven tummy.
The batzek that makes that makes the whole oven tummy has to be what's called the batzek habeinoni. It's somewhere in the middle. Okay, good? That's what it says. Look what it says. Batzek lo shevilo soy raka, sheyer lamata l'sadokim. If the batzek is too raka, then sheyer lamata l'sadokim, that's not going to bring up the tumah. The only time we're going to say that the tumah is going to, that the entire oven is going to be tummy because of the tabas, through the koyach of the batzek, is when the batzek is of a middle batter. We have here the botzek. Here's the dough.
Middle batter. What's the middle
it's batter? Not too thick and not too thin.
It's like Goldilocks?
Yes, like Goldilocks. You know all my mishalim already. Not too thick and not too thin. Let's cover it. We're running out of time. Not too thick and not too thin. If it's too thin, if the batter is too thin, there's too much liquid, then we do not say the rule that the ring, botzek benoni shokeh ma'at. It shokeh ma'at. V'af al pikein eino noge b'tabas. It dips a little bit. Here's the aside. He explains it very, very well. Look. Botzek beinoni shokeh ma'at v'nogeh b'tabas. If it's nogeya, it says, ima v'hu nogeya b'ham tome. If it's not nogeya, then it's not tome. Beis botzek amu b'botzek ha'beinoni. When it's botzek ha'beinoni, and if it touches...
The beinoni meaning that it's half cooked?
No, binoni means that the matter of liquid, the matter of liquid that you add to the dough. Sometimes you can eat a whole cup of water, you eat a half a cup of water.
So this is a half a cup of
water. This is, then you get a quarter of a cup. If it's a quarter of a cup of water, it's kosher, it's hard. So then it says here, if it's too hard, then it's not going to cause the oven to become tough. Because if it's hard, it's not going to dip. If the botzek is very, very hard, it's not going to dip below. If it's too liquidy, it's going to dip all the way down. Okay, I'm not exactly sure. It's not really explaining with the botzek. Why dafka beinoni? He's not really explaining. So let's leave with what it says. Okay. Be'ez the botzek. We have to go. Be'ez the botzek. Botzek habinoni. Lo shebilo siraka. Not when you added a whole cup of water. That's too much. Because then sheyeru lamata l'sadok. Because then it sinks all down to the cracks. The lo shebilo sirakosha. Now in a case where it's a quarter of a cup of water. Because then it's too hard. She'ena nidvok. It doesn't stick at all. It doesn't stick. It's not going to stick to the ring. It has to be somewhere in the middle. When it's somewhere in the middle, when the botzek is a half a cup of water, then the botzek, if it makes contact, if it sinks and makes contact with the ring, the entire taner is over, is tummy. If it does not sink, it does sink, but it doesn't make contact with the tabas, then the oven is still tar. Vaita. Nimsu bitfela satanu mukaf tzamit pasil. What does that mean? Bitfela hi hatfela sheyesh. Mukav tzamid pasil, v'nitzol gam heim nitzol mimo the gabi atzela. Here is the case. Okay, look at the case. Let's get the case straight. Nimsa betfilat satanu mukav tzam pasil. You with me?
Yeah.
Look what we got over here. We got over here a ring. Are you with me? Look, here we have over here the oven. You see the oven? Here is the thickness of the walls. On the outside we have insulation.
Why is it covered?
That's tzavi pasil. The oven is sealed. The oven is sealed. We have over here a seal. Okay, this is called a tzamid pasul seal. You with me?
I'm listening.
Here, this thickness is called, what is this thickness called? This is called tfeila. This thickness, we have over here insulation. R19. You know what that is?
Yeah, it's insulation.
R30. What do you have in your house?
Oh, no. I probably don't have it. The old houses don't have anything.
Nothing, old houses. Zero zilch.
My wife complains bitterly that it's cold in there. It's
freezing.
You have to push up the heat high in order for it to be cold.
And you gotta pay. Kesef, revach. Revach.
Revach, that's all.
Have to apply for, they have now, the people apply, they give stuck. The city gives money, can't pay for your heat. You can, they, if you make less than a certain amount of money, you can get stuck. Charity.
What do you call it? Medina? Medina for
Mifsen. We live on Mifsen. Medicare. WIC, food stamps, Social Security. In America, we live on Mifsen. You ever heard that before?
No.
A Mifes. Medicare, WIC, food stamps, Social Security.
What's the WIC?
WIC. You know WIC is?
Yeah.
WIC is like food stamps.
It's for milk.
Mifes.
It's very funny.
We have over here the oven. This is tefila. This is tefila. This is R19. They make R13, R19, R25,
so you in the construction bit?
No. And then you can get it faced, not faced, rolls or bats. You know all these? You say this? And then this Corning Owing. They have the good stuff because their stuff has been approved that it's not cancerous. No, the people they want to banish. They want to ban fiberglass insulation that it causes cancer, like asbestos.
Right.
So you have to get only the good stuff, the goods that's been certified not to have any of the toxins that can cause Rahman al-Islam.
How do you know about this?
Internet.
But what do you want to know about it? What do you want to know?
Because
about
I have in the house we have in the house a gaping hole in the wall. Because the door used to be there, it still is there, and it's like an open door. The cold air is gushing in. So I decided instead of going calling the contractor, it will cost me an arm and a leg. I'll just go to the store, buy for a few dollars, and the whole you can get a massive
piece
roll,
of insulation.
A massive roll enough to do a whole room for $25.
Okay. So you just threw it on top of the door.
So I didn't do it. I bought it. It cost $25. I just I have to push it in. Because this is like mamish, like an open door, it's gushing in. I have to get someone to come fix it, but in the meantime, I have to. Every you know in the house, Saganif.
Oh, yeah.
Saganif, fighter.
The man is Gizak.
That's where I really have time. We have to, you know, we can't waste time. We have to really learn, okay?
Okay.
We can't shmooze. It's not right. It's not. Okay. Nimsu b'mgufa sachavis mitzi. So here is the case. This is the insulation. The insulation. What is this?
A ring.
A ring. Now, this is an oil hames. You're an oil hames. Samit pasul. If you have food inside the oven, zeven tamayotar.
Samit pasul.
This is a samit pasul. Let's say we have a dead body in the room, and there's food in the oven. Is the food tar or tar? It's tar. It's protected.
Correct. It's in a samit pasul.
Protected.
It's a protected environment.
The protected environment. Let's say we have a ring. Let's say the
on
ring
is
not on the outside. It's
what's
in the insulation. It's in the insulation.
It looks like it's on the outside.
No, it's not. This entire thing is insulation. It's pushed in the insulation. R19 has 6 inches of insulation, I think. Let's say you stick it in the middle of the insulation. You put in over here this little zach, and now a dead body walks into the room. A dead body walks into the room and is metam the entire room. You understand that I just said?
Yes, sir.
I have to say a joke.
Okay.
There was a big fight in Mitzvah Shabbos. Who's going to die on my earth?
Okay.
So one guy says, I have yahrzeit this coming week for my Zayd. So I want to daven, Shami Yisrael. I have yahrzeit this week for my mother. I have yahrzeit for my father. I have yahrzeit bay bayayim. So it's mamish. People coming up bay bayayim. Today is the yahrzeit. And then walks in the person and says, Ich bin the Nesalim.
He think he did it purposely to make a joke.
And face my Yahrzeit, I get the daven. You like that?
Do I like it? I think the guy who said it's got to got a lot of guts, because you know you don't want to joke around.
Ein Horror.
Yeah, you don't say something.
Ein Horror. You might become a Baba Shereva.
There you go.
The mace walks in.
It's funny, but it's not appropriate.
The mace walks into the room. Okay, you didn't react when I said that. The mace walks into the room. What does he do? He's metamed the environment. The Sviva.
Ken.
So now, what happens? Everything inside the oven still remains tahor. Why? It's sheltered. Okay, now what about the ring that's inside the insulation is also sheltered? Along comes the chizuk. Yes, that's what it says here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah here says, Nimsu b'meguvas achavetz. One more time, these words. Okay, Mukav Tzal Apostle. We have over here, Tzfeil HaSatan, Hon Nechamol. Tzfeil HaSatan, Hi HaTzfeil HaShol Tidsh, Oysim Savatan, La'Allah, Avayisah, Kedei Shach Sachoymai. Mukav Tzal Apostle, Munich Ba'oy Lameis. It's no Lameis, B'tomei, Ima Taner Tomei. Tmei Mamachat, V'atabas, Sanim Sam, Tzfeil HaShol Taner, they become Tomei. It doesn't make a difference. If the oven is Tomei, it becomes Tomei. If the oven is tar and you're Noel Hameis, then the ring is tar. Whatever this ring that's in the tzveil is bottled to the tan. That's the yisoid. Where you go, I go. Mukav tzan pasal munav munav lemeis. Tami 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 tami. Okay, we're out of time. Let's take a look at this part of the mission we did so far. Machat, etabas, shenim sub nechusha shol tanner. Okay, we did this. Nirin, avalo yaitzin, it's below ground, it cannot be seen. What's halacha im oifes abasek bunegeh abayim? If you bake batzik on the ground and it makes contact, when they gave him tame, what's tame? What's tame? Hello? What's tame?
It's
a batzik, when they gave him, you break the whole tan or something. Des batzik armu, batzik habeinoni. Batzik of a middle banner. Nimsu b'tfeila satana. New case. Let's say the this little ring is found b'tfeila satana. Mukaf tzamid pasil. In the insulation. How many insulation of the tana? What kind of tana? A tana that has a mukaf tzamid pasil. Right? You with me? Nimsu b'tfeila satana. Mukaf tzamid pasil. In the tame. If the tana is tame. If the tana is tame, then the ring is tame. Good. In b'tame tame. Tmein. The in b'tahar, if the taner is tahar and you know lameis tahirin, then the ring remains tar because the ring is tafel to the tefila. Okay, we're up to nimtu b'megufas. Okay, now the megufas new case. 194. You see, here's the megufas. Here's gonna be the next case.
Yeah.
Here is the megufas. This is the seal.
Yeah.
A megufas means the seal of the taner. You have a taner, it's sealed. Where's the ring? The ring can be on the side. It can be in the center. It can another center, another here. It's dipping a little bit down to the oven. Here's the oven. It's mamish indented. Says we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different cases of where we're going to find. We're going to find it, and that mission tomorrow at 6:45. Don't come a minute late.